The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 12th of December, 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. We have David at the helm. Good morning. Got a, did you already switch him over? Okay. Anyway, Dave's at the helm. Good morning.
Morning, Dave.
Good morning, Linda.
Am I a little horse? No, I'm a little Winnie. No.
Just a little pony? Little pony? Or it's because
morning,
you,
it's
were singing, you were singing.
Well, it's been a week of screaming in Las Vegas and then, you know, trying to talk over the thousands of people. And then last night, we did a wonderful
show
at the Seroptimus Christmas program.
So, what are you
Don't
wearing?
Ask me. I ran out of the house and, you know, the glasses have been the glasses and the keys. Have been, I guess, you know, they do your horoscope and they say this is the year that you will lose every pair of glasses that you have. And then when you find one pair, they will be like an old prescription and half broken. So that's what I'm on right now and that's where they'll work. But first, it's really important to give you the weather. It is currently, of course, if you look outside, it's cold. We have showers today, and our temperatures are going to get to be around 47 overnight, lows of 41 as we progress through the weekend. It's hard to believe it's actually Thursday. What happened to the week? It's going to be Friday. Tomorrow, 49 showers once again, and it looks to, according to this forecast, it doesn't let up until Sunday, where we have partly sunny skies and our highs at 52 as we get back into Sunday, overnight lows 38 on Sunday with chance of rain, and then again, once again on Monday. So that's our forecast of our weather. It's just going to be raining. And by the way, our weather is brought to you by just a loyal sponsor. We love them. Shasta Gas Propane, located out in Anderson, the Kinney family, veteran-owned business. They've been, we love their commercials.
Oh,
they're,
yeah.
They're just
yeah.
a very...
Their generation running that business.
Generation and... Yeah. You know, Chuck, when we were, I just want to say quickly that Chuck was a Vietnam, will never stop being a Vietnam vet, but he was a helicopter pilot. And, we thank him for his service and he is the main man. They're very spiritual people. They take people back, sometimes on their own dollar, back to Vietnam to look for prisoners of war or missing in action. And they have been recently have found which we always think, wow, they think that they have found,
they
but they have to work very closely,
of the helicopter.
Very closely yeah. with the government who is, have been very gracious in,
the Vietnamese government
you must,
been very helpful.
You must find your remains. So that brings me to, while we were, our first night, opening night at the rodeo. I just said the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
I got it.
So what was that?
Nothing. I was just kind of
okay.
you know, presenting myself
you
to you.
You can't tell what happens. We do radio together, and he makes an action, and I'm thinking, bleh. But let me finish about the thought about the rodeo. It's still going on. Closing night's tomorrow night. 10 days. We were there on opening night in Las Vegas for many of you. And you know, this morning we have Blake Fisher, who's the greatest stand-in we could ever have. We're going to go to him in a minute. But I wanted to talk with you and share with you about our opening night at the rodeo. We were there Wednesday doing a live remote. And the Thomas and Mack Center is where they do the rodeo, 17,000-seat arena. Usually do basketball. So the week before, they're putting in dirt. And we have this new appreciation of dirt, you know, like it's a special soil they bring in and they dump it in. And then twice a day, they actually take the temperature of the dirt. And then after every animal is performed, like in the barrel race, there's these guys out there and they're scooping everything, not the poop, because their horses aren't running fast. I've never seen a barrel racer with horse poop. But I'm talking about after they've done their around the the barrels, they'll go out and they'll even
they
the ground.
It, they rake it to make
they
it,
rake it to make it just flat again. So, which is really cool because now every contestant has the same leveling experience. But going back to the opening night, and we saw it again last night when we watched that they do this tribute, and they did a tribute to the Marines last night. They had guys standing there that were 101. One guy was, I don't know, 103. But the opening night, they had a Vietnam veteran. And, you know, you hear everybody. I could see it, Carl.
They were all World War II veterans.
Well, I was talking about opening night.
Oh,
now,
okay.
It flashed
opening
over.
Night. Right.
So there was a guy standing there on his cane, and people stood up, and they applauded, and they yelled. And I thought about, I knew there was a moment that was proud for him, but at the same time, I'm going to get emotional over this, that I was thinking about how you feel when people applaud and you can only think about what it was to be in combat and to lose your brothers and your sisters. So as they're applauding for you, you can't help but think, one would think that has been in that environment and in that situation. What say you about that?
Yeah, he was accepting the applause
of 17,000 people on their feet.
For his friends and his brothers and sisters, other veterans. Just like those gentlemen last night, the youngest one was 100, all the way up to like 103, and all from World War II, all fought through Europe. And people were standing the whole time when they were, you know, telling who they were and just a very brief bio of where they'd been. So, yeah.
But the rodeo starts with a prayer.
Uh-huh.
Then it starts with the national anthem. After that, national anthem and a single rider in the arena with a flag. It's very, very patriotic. People do. There are no kneelers.
Yeah, that's what rodeo is.
And they said that at the PRCA. There are no kneelers.
Well, there might be, but they would just disappear out of the crowd. It would be one of those.
They wouldn't cowboy up, they'd cowboy down.
They'd be cowboy. There would be
cowboy out.
They'd be cowboy out. Yeah.
Cowboy flatten.
And, you know, the other thing, too, is when they had the Marine Band, or parts of the Marine Band from San Diego.
Last night.
Were singing America the Beautiful and then the National Anthem, some Marines. And the watching that. And seeing, you know, everybody. I was watching some of the competitors because, you know, they put the camera on some of these competitors. And they're all singing the national anthem.
Yeah.
The competitors are. The cowboys are
and
there.
Bull riders
getting ready to get on a bareback bronc. They were singing the national anthem.
And one of the things I wanted to share with our listeners, too, and we got these three great guys in the house tonight. We're going to talk about what's going on locally, which we love, is that what I'm not sure a lot of people realize that if you're, let's say you're a Steelers fan or a Chargers fan and you love your team, those same contestants that are in the rodeo from opening night, they do 10 straight days of rodeo, each one of them. It's not like, right, Carl?
Yeah.
Each contestant does it 10 nights in a row.
And this is at the epitome of the abilities of these cowboys. And every night they get on, especially the rough stock, they get on these horses that had been selected because of their bucking ability, or the bulls because of their bucking ability.
It's not their animal.
And
they get drawn.
Yeah, and so you ride every night for 10 nights in a row. And by last night, when they're coming off, they're limping because they've all been kind of banged up for this. Yeah, it'd be like playing the Super Bowl for 10 days in a row.
And
except
what if,
it is. It's 8 seconds,
yeah.
But it's 8 seconds on a 1,200-pound horse or a 1,500-pound bull.
One of the mornings that we broadcast live from South Point, because we talk about the Thomas and Mack, that's where the rodeo is, but we are down in South Point, which is an equestrian center. And this casino, beautiful casino, you would think would smell, but it's not. And there's 1,800 horses underneath. You have three separate arenas in this facility. And you just feel like you're walking through the MGM Grand. It's the same kind of feeling. Wonderful restaurants, beautiful casino, lots going, oyster bar, the whole thing's going on. We broadcast live upstairs from there, where they had another, the breakaway roping, the Miss Reading Rodeo America was handled.
Miss Rodeo America.
Yeah. What did I say?
Said Reading Rodeo, but.
Okay. Miss
California was there.
Right.
Miss Rodeo California.
Right. And so John Growney, speaking of bulls, John Growney, we interviewed him one morning, and of course, we know John Growney from Red Bluff and the Red Bluff Roundup, and he owned Red Rock, the bull. So we got a great story about Red Rock, and didn't John have, who is a stock contractor, didn't John have a couple four broncs and two bulls in this.
I think they did.
Yeah. So that's a big thing for stock contractors. I think there's several hundred of them throughout the United States to be chosen.
62.
Oh, okay. Well,
there's,
then.
But there's 62, but for
there's 600 rodeos.
648 rodeos. And
thank you for the statistics, because I get confused.
The thing about it is when the cowboy wins the buckle for the go-around, each time if they win that night, they have the best score, whether it's a timed event or the rough stock. When they come up to get their buckle, but if it's the rough stock, the stock contractor comes up that owns that horse or bull, and he gets a buckle, too. It's pretty cool.
So Saturday night's the gold buckle. It's the best of the best, the creme de la creme. Who's won the entire...
Yeah, it's champion of the world in every one of the events.
Mm-hmm.
So some of them are changing every night because who's winning that night, who gets the money at night, because first place is $33,000. And right then...
Well, we got to take a break.
Blake said, I'm in for next year.
So Blake.
I told everyone live that Carl was bull riding while you guys were away.
Carl has bull ridden before when he was in his much, much younger days.
Yeah, in the Marine Corps.
It didn't take long for me to figure out this is not my, this was not something I wanted to pursue.
So Blake, coming back after the break, which we have to have a break, tell us who we have in the audience, how we have in the studio, and we'll get right back to that.
Really excited to be here. We brought in Carlo Henry, the Viva Downtown Arts Director and founder of The Art Hunger, and Danny Orloff from Paint the Town Reading to talk about the biggest project happening in downtown right now.
Okay. All right. We'll be right back after these messages.
Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
This is Congressman Doug LaMalfa with an important message. If you have been a recent victim of wildfire, please pay close attention because this may affect you. I'm pleased to announce that Congress recently passed a legislative package that included my bill, the Protect Innocent Victims of Taxation After Fire Act. This law exempts wildfire relief payments and settlements from federal income taxes. Taxpayers will be able to claim refunds for any taxes paid on wildfire settlement funds since 2020 by filing an amended return or claiming the change in the next tax year. My bill ensures that IRS doesn't take from the pockets of individuals in their time of need and that they have every available dollar to them to recover and rebuild. This law is returning hundreds of millions of dollars to NorCal families and small businesses. If my office can assist you in any way further, please visit my website at lamalfa.house.gov or give us a call. This is Congressman Doug LaMalfa.
Paid for by official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Mimi Mosley here from Mosley Family Sellers. We'd just like to thank Redding Rancheria for their generous gift to us. It was so helpful and helped to keep us alive.
Hi, I'm Shelby Mahara with Squishy Doodle Face Painting, and I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support. They always help the community and always help to take care of us when they can.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl Lindebach. The 12th of December, 7:20 in the morning. And this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Helping veterans, seniors, better business owners, families since 1993. This is in Judy's first rodeo. She's located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, next to Members First Credit Union. If you're looking for that second opinion on those retirement plans, how about your insurance or 401k? Give Judy a call at 530-221-0441 for a free review and evaluation. We do business with Judy Maxwell, and we're real happy. She does treat people as friends. So, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. And we're here with Viva Downtown and Blake Fisher and Carlo Henry and Danny Orloff. And we're talking about this big extravaganza that's going on, even though you don't know what's going on. But it's happening right now under our noses. And I saw one of the artists yesterday. Working there.
So, the beautification of downtown Redding.
So who's in are you in charge of this, Danny? Or Carlo?
We'll pass it to Danny and Carlo to talk about this project.
Okay.
So like this is a project that is by Paint the Town Redding. Danny is in charge of, and it's funded by REU. So like this project is pretty much what we've been working for in downtown with artists, and to give them the opportunity to show their work in the community, and giving the opportunity for them to be part of the community and the community to be proud of the creative people in town. Like, it's beautification, but it's also enhancing downtown.
Absolutely. And when we talk about, are we talking the murals or are we talking about the electric boxes?
Well, this project in particular is electrical boxes.
Those boxes, okay, which can be very unsightly, and all of a sudden it's this beautiful. Yeah. You're sitting there in your car going, wow, great detail. It's a little Disneylandish. Yeah. It's fabulous. Are the artists selected? Do they have to submit, and then you say, this is great, you get box B or box A, or how does that work?
So we had the opportunity to get 20 artists to paint 20 boxes around downtown, and the artists were selected based on their submissions and also their body of work. So we selected the artists depending on how good or how participative they were in the arts community, and also how well they would fit in those boxes, what's surrounding them. You know, like we have a box next to the bike depot, but also in the alleyway behind the new park in Market Street. So all of those boxes were selected. The artists were selected to enhance those boxes and how well they fit in the area that the boxes are.
And so that is called what again for our listeners?
This project is called Behind the Box, Beyond the Box.
Beyond the Box.
Beyond the Box, and it is by Paint the Town Redding.
Paint. Okay.
Okay. Now the different artists, of course, bring in their different viewpoints on what should be there, and so you're going to see. Because Blake said, "Let's go for a walk," and I thought he meant down in the street because you know he looks like he couldn't make it too far. So, but we end up walking the whole city center here in the wind blowing, and I said, "If I known it was going this long, I might have brought a vest with me, you know, at least cut the wind." But we went around all the boxes, got to see every one of them.
Fantastic,
and including one artist who was.
Oh, man, you know, if you were at the Christmas tree lighting last week, Batman made an appearance, and he's one of these artists after we find out. This is an art box, but Danny and Carlo could talk about these. I think the biggest part of it is how it's an eclectic group of artists of all backgrounds. So
Love
you're
it.
Finding, you know, electric engineers who are the artists to amateur winemakers to people that coordinate volunteerism at Turtle Bay, but... Danny, you know, can really hit what Paint the Town Reading means and how it's been from big projects to little projects and where these artists come from.
And I can tell you, even though they may have day jobs, they are fantastic artists.
Yeah.
They started off with the horses
in
that one box.
Yeah, so this project, it's been really cool. Just RU itself, just supporting the arts is phenomenal. There's been a lot of businesses that have been able to support the arts financially, and I think it's really cool that the city gets to enjoy it. And Paint the Town Reading kind of started back with the Welcome to Reading mural. So the one right there on Eureka Way, and it was kind of just like, hey, we're in a cultural district, and whether you guys know it or not, and we're here to stay, and we want to make a great impact for the city and boost the economy overall and boost the energy, the inspiration. So kind of started with that first mural for that piece, but the Ford Reading Foundation is actually who Paint the Town Reading is under, so under the Chamber of Commerce. The Ford Reading Foundation was part of those 20 ideas by 2020, which was the Garden of Lights and coffee tours, and murals was part of it. So on Taroko, that other wall was part of the Ford Reading Foundation. Paint the Town Reading kind of split off and started just doing more activations. And so this one with the 20 artists, all local artists, which is really cool because it makes up the DNA of our city. You know, we have artists from 40-year-old sign painters have been in the industry for 40 years, and they paint signs, and some of them go away because they're on a truck, or some of them stay because they're in front of a business, but those artists are there. Terry Catchings right there at the Cascade Theater with a beautiful Art Deco piece, to people who are learning art from an academic standpoint, Shasta College. We have students at Shasta College who are doing a box that have a completely different style. But all of it kind of makes up a different DNA, and I think we all have a really strong community and, like, a strong vision together. So it's been awesome working with Viva Downtown, the Art Hunger, the city, Cascade Paint. Everyone's been so supportive. But
yeah, Cascade Paint, these guys, brothers, right?
Yeah.
They've owned that place for years. Love going in there. And having to give them a chip and have them mix it. No, it's just not quite right. The little mad scientist right there before your eyes. Love those guys. So will this be eventually, Blake, through Viva Downtown where somebody can come in, or perhaps Old City Hall or wherever they're looking? Like, what does Reading have? And but we've done the Garden of Lights, and we want to kind of do something in town where I think it would be really cool to have a leaflet. You're probably already thinking this way. A leaflet. Where people, or they can go on their phone, however people do it today, and know the background of each box and their artists. And it brings people in. Like, wow, they live in Reading. This is cool.
That's a great question, Linda. You know, this year alone, we did a project called the Upstate Creative Core Grant through the California Arts Council, and part of that project was creating maps that highlight what's going on in the cultural district. One of those maps was a mural map. And the funny thing about this is that there's so much art going on in downtown now that the mural map was outdated one day after we printed it. So, you know, what we're excited about is that the Arts Council is currently working with the City of Reading to create a Reading Cultural District website. And on that website, it not only shows our cultural partners from Turtle Bay to the Cascade Theater, but we'll have opportunities to show when people come to visit Reading, they're able to find these murals, find these small art pieces. And it's all been a huge collaboration effort with a lot of people that want to see arts and culture thrive here. And I think a short while ago, we could all say this, that when people came to Reading, or people who have been longtime Reading residents, said, there's no arts and culture here. Mm-hmm. There's nothing going on.
Yeah.
But it's fact that all of these artists have always lived here.
Yeah.
It's giving them the opportunities to be able to show off their
talents.
And
then somebody in the think tank that takes it to fruition. Mm-hmm. Because as we all know, I mean, we can be great, you can get my drift when I'm saying this. We can be a great shower singer. Mm-hmm. And we have great art all over our walls. We give it to family and stuff. But when you have a vehicle to be able to get out there and show your art, in the I'm sure the pride for each artist to know that people, thousands of people are driving by and seeing their art on a box. And I, you know, applaud REU, because REU is like reached out of the box, what they've done with the Garden of Lights. I mean, the Garden of Lights, if you've not been, is like just a blow up of creation that expands every year. So I love the idea of coming into town, telling our friends when they come into town, oh, you're staying at the Sheraton or wherever you're staying into town, have dinner here, go do that, but you've got to go see the murals. This is a happening art scene that's exploding, and it's really just seemed to probably in the last 5 years. And that has something to do with Viva Downtown.
That has something to do with, the city of Reading supporting what's going on. That has to do with us being recognized as one as 14 cities in the state of California as a cultural district.
Mm-hmm.
And that has to do with a couple of cultural leaders recognizing that arts is an economic driver. Because when you're coming into a city, you're not seeing, there's a hospital, there's a police officer, mm-hmm. there's this. You're coming to a city to explore the murals, the food, the arts, the culture. And Danny and Carlo have certainly focused in about how do you get fundraising done? How do you actually recognize an artist for their talents, for money? And, you know, it's one of those things, I think we saw this in events. We say, hey, we're going to, and John always does this presentation. We say we're going to do a music event. So we do this music event, we hire we get the porta potties, pay the porta potties, we pay for the insurance, we pay for the permit, we pay for the cups, the beer. And then when we get to the music portion of it, we say, hey, to the musician, can you volunteer for our music performance? And Linda, you're an artist. No. Music, arts, culture, they're just like any other trade. They're very important.
And speaking of trade, we need to take a break.
Hey, we got to take a break.
Hey, it's a great time to start a career in the healthcare industry now, and Shasta Regional Medical Center has opportunities available right now. Openings for a variety of backgrounds and experience levels. Competitive benefits for both full-time and part-time positions, including medical insurance, tuition reimbursement, 401ks, and more. Go to ShastaRegional.com and click Careers in the main menu. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. And we'll be right back.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395, license 109-0355.
Cornerstone Community Bank is proud to partner with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute. We'd like to express our heartfelt gratitude to veterans and active duty service members for their dedication and sacrifice. Cornerstone Community Bank offers personal and business banking solutions tailored to fit your unique needs. We invite you to experience the warmth of banking with us. Visit one of our four branches in Reading, Anderson, or Red Bluff, or online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Woman! Hey friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Padron, 60th anniversary. My new personal favorite, starting with an exclusive Perfecto shape. Handcrafted by one master roller, using only the finest tobaccos from Nicaragua. After 60 years of excellence, this cigar is Padron's masterpiece. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Looking for a unique gift this Christmas? Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has distinct treasures to choose from, including Christmas decorations, vinyl records, DVDs, vintage toys, and antique jewelry, such as brooches and rings, necklaces and bracelets. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles also offers vintage clothing and accessories, such as retro dresses and scarves, jackets and hats, along with vintage furniture, tablecloths, and silver. silverware, cookware, and glassware. And don't forget Mantiques, including military memorabilia, camping and mining equipment, men's jewelry such as crosses and rings, sports memorabilia, and collectibles. Come find that perfect gift this Christmas at Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6 and Sunday noon to 5.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Well, the remix of, you got little Bing Crosby and Andrew Sisters, and I don't know what.
Yeah. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you about from REU. And we're talking about REU is helping out with downtown with his backing the artist. But if you're thinking about purchasing an electric vehicle, REU has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV. For more information about local, state, and federal rebates available, Congressman LaMoffa just said you will get my 1968 Mustang when you
pry it from my cold, dead hand.
That's right. You pry
that's
the
our
gear
congressman
shift,
people.
The gear shift from my cold, dead fingers because of rumors that they were going to start putting the older cars.
Oh, no.
Start putting restrictions on them. But that's,
well, there's always a black market, honey.
Well, no, but that's it's there's because of different studies they're doing, and one city is actually trying to make a emission-free zone.
Well, they can
have
it.
A smaller city, and so that you can't have any gas-powered
emission-free
vehicles
zone in one street, and the other street will definitely have, like...
Well, that's where we'll park the trucks.
Yeah, the big cool
make
April
sure,
nights.
Make
and
sure they're running.
Let those things blare.
Yeah.
Okay, speaking of... we're here again with Blake Fisher.
And Danny Orloff and Carlo Henry. And Carlo also has the Art Hunger Project that he's doing. What exactly is that, Carlo?
The Art Hunger Project is a project that exists to support local artists. Pretty much what we're doing here with Danny is just seeking opportunities to showcase local artists, to give them the ability to show their art, sell their art, and make some money so they can keep producing art. And also for the community to celebrate creative people. We've been doing this, it's going to be our fifth anniversary next month. We've been working with Viva for 3.5 years, and the opportunity that Viva gave us of utilizing the IOF building, like the bottom part, as a gallery, it has definitely changed the way people perceive art.
Exactly.
That art is not just something that hoity-toity people enjoy. Well, you know, like that is, it can be available for everyone.
Right.
Everyone can produce art. And also it is, again, the catalyst of creating an economic influx in our area. For the longest time, people have thought that artists are doing this as a hobby and they should not be paid, but we are trying to get this message of art has value, artists have value, and collecting art is cool.
Collecting art is cool. I will say that through the Reading Fashion Alliance, mm-hmm. I was asked through Jan Kearns to do that fashion show, and then there was a VIP, and so Blake took me downstairs to the gallery, and I was like, wow, beautiful. And there's a place that you can sit and just enjoy. Anybody can walk in there,
yep.
and sit and enjoy the art. Okay, we have to do that sometimes just to walk away. And then you, isn't there like a bar area where maybe refreshments? I don't know. What is that just for parties or is that?
So we have the way we have the space, like every day is just like a working space and also like a gallery space. But we have the lounge area where people can sit down, maybe read a book,
an art book,
or just hang out. And but also that same area that has the counters, we used it as a bar whenever we have openings.
That's a great idea.
So the openings of the show is pretty much a party. You know, we want to celebrate the artists. And all of our shows are group shows, so it's not just one artist. We've had 102 artists at once in one show. So it is a party. It is a celebration of the art and the artists.
Right. So we encourage everybody to go down to the IOF Hall and see the gallery. You can walk in. It's free.
They're doing a lighted gallery. Right now
it's the winter show, so we kind of put lights everywhere, and it's very Christmassy.
Oh, I love it.
Just come on down and check it out.
Yeah, now that we're back from Rodeo Land, we can go down and enjoy downtown Reading and all the beautiful new shops that are opening.
My favorite art story has just been recently is the one, I think, down in Florida where it was the banana with the duct tape. And the guy that bought it for $2.3 million peeled a banana off the wall and ate it. $2.3 million. You know, I'm thinking about using a piece of sugar cane or something like that and maybe a festive Christmas tape and see if I can't get a couple hundred thousand out of that.
Well, but he supported the artist.
He supported whatever they were doing.
And then he ate it.
And then he ate the art. This was
something organic about that.
Edible art.
Yeah, so, edible art.
Hey, you know what? Why don't we, you know, people come in here on 44. You know, down here on, what is it, Shasta Street?
Yes, this is Market Street right here. And
right,
then
but
yeah,
I mean,
on Shasta
but you
Street,
come
yeah.
in, mm-hmm. you come in off 44.
In the old city hall area.
And we noticed the other day coming through here that, you know, it was nice. I mean, the town looks nice.
Mm-hmm.
But we could use
a sign.
We could use a big sign right Beautiful. There. That, you know, about arts in this. But also maybe a couple more murals as people are coming in, maybe on the firehouse. There or someplace where, you know, people can see it as they're coming down the street and then they either make a left on the market to keep going to California or wherever they go, that they'd have two or three murals as they come into town here and maybe leaving on the other side.
You know,
and which we have, by the way, we have some beautiful murals out there.
Absolutely.
But one's just, you know, one that says, or a sign that says, hey, welcome to Reading, you know, 14th, we're one of 14th culturally
significant
areas.
That's impressive. Carl Lynn, I'm glad you said that, which is why I want to kick it to Danny, because he's only talked about a couple of the big murals that he's pulled off, but these murals that he's found has strategically been on walls that many people can see, but also walls that are, you know, have been historically tagged or spray painted. I love Danny to talk about the importance of murals, and it's a larger thing than just beautifying. I mean, he's done a lot of community.
Danny, what are your murals? Your personal murals?
My personal murals are still in my head.
How about a personal?
I haven't fully showed everybody the art that I'm kind of working on.
Okay.
In the back, but. It's hard. My personal favorite. Oh, it's so hard to like pick a personal favorite.
Well, that's today. Let's just say your personal favorite today, because tomorrow it may change.
I think today, it's probably the newest one is on the box, and it's the one at the Cascade Theater. It's a very Art Deco style.
Okay.
Yeah. I kind of mentioned Terry's name earlier, but the sign painter Terry. I'm really into that kind of style of art. Just very like mid-century, cartoonistic. Art Deco. That's like kind of more my style, but. Talking about what Carl was saying, like, I couldn't agree more. We can have more murals, and I think there's an opportunity, or I don't think, I know there's an opportunity for more styles of art, more visuals, more sculpture, more things embodying the outdoors. What if we had a sign that said Reading, but it was in bikes and kayaks, and maybe a horse, too, or something like that, you know?
We got a lot of fish coming in, but
exactly.
we're more than that.
True, and the fish could be the G, or whichever.
I love it.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's multiple things that we could do, or... or just playing on the illumination, the art, the these signs are art itself. The Americana, Thunderbird, Stardust.
Yep. They are.
Which, by the way, are represented on one of the power junction boxes. These signs from these older from the older hotels. It's brilliant. So if you haven't seen it, all you have to do is go find Blake, and Blake is offering guided tours.
Yes.
And he'll pay you $1 to walk
$5, actually.
And he'll pay you $5 to walk with him around there then. But just to see the downtown, I mean, it only takes like, what, 12, 15 minutes. Yeah. And you can see most of these. Mm-hmm. And it's so interesting. I had a great time. And then we were fortunate enough to see one of the artists working on hers, was explaining it. And but it's every type of artwork you can think of, from the horses to Avalon and Godzilla's
up
there.
Oh, I gotta see this.
We
talk about this. What I think is really beneficial about this is that we also partner with a Shasta Regional, and we have people that come on that go, you know, the doctors, they want to move here, but their wives don't want to move here because the shopping isn't here, or they're worried about what they read in the paper, or not paper anymore, but go online. And sometimes, red bleeds, anything that's negative, you know how it is when you look at stuff and the shooting and the this, but it's not about what, this should be the front page. Like, look at all the things that you can get culturally that's growing, and how beautiful for your children to be here. We've got great schools. So, you know, go shop in San Francisco. Do some local shopping. Yeah. Go to Sacramento if you need your fix. But this is a great place to grow up, thrive, for these specific reasons, and that the opportunities are there to look at what you guys are doing. You're making it grow. You're making it beautiful. So thank you for being with us this morning. It just warms my heart.
Thank you. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. Showers. I would say it's 100% chance of showers right where we are here, looking out on the world. And then tomorrow, showers with a high near 49. We're going to have showers through, it looks like, Saturday night. And it starts getting partly sunny on Sunday, but then the showers roll back in again through Monday. And then Tuesday, it looks like it might be starting to clear up Tuesday and Wednesday. So, weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Out of Anderson, a veteran-owned business, gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Locally owned, locally operated. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. And we'll be right back.
Turtle Bay's 5th annual Redding Garden of Lights is back for another fun-filled holiday season, open on select dates from November 22nd through January 5th. Featuring over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens filled with 2 million lights, don't miss this year's new additions, including new light displays and premium ticket packages. Plus, holiday-themed food, drinks, music, glowing swings, model trains, and much more. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones from Jones's Fort Gun Shop, serving Shasta County for over 50 years. As Christmas and New Year's approaches, we at Jones's Fort would like to thank all of the men and women in the United States Armed Forces. Loyalty, duty, respect, honor, and integrity are just a few things that the U.S. military stands for. Jones's Fort salutes you.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
Want to talk to Santa Claus himself?
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
That's right, folks. Santa will be live on the air December 12th from 6.05 to 7 p.m. Tune in to Heroes of the North State, hosted by Michelle Slade of My Umbrella Marketing. Tell Santa your Christmas wishes or just say hi. So mark your calendar for December 12th. Tell a friend and talk to Santa live while making magical memories. Call 530-605-4566 or 530-605-4567.
Jingle bells, jingle bells. Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bond. Yeah, tonight on North State Heroes, Santa's going to be here in the studio. So if you got the kids that want to call in at 605-4567 or 66, you can talk to Santa.
That's so cool.
Well, you know what? The problem is that Blake calls three times.
I was just going to make that joke.
You've got to let the let the younger kids, even though you're young, you got to let the other kids call. You know, let Danny call.
He's going to take requests.
Yeah, he's going to do all types of stuff.
We heard that he's making a special trip before he,
he might even be here.
Elves are all working.
He might even be here, so who knows?
Yeah, he's going to be taking special requests, and somebody wants to even get engaged. There's all kinds of good things that can happen tonight on the air
here
with North State Now. Michelle Slade has facilitated the whole thing. We've also, we're asking for people to bring in unwrapped toys. For new toys for our Toys for Tots box.
Yeah, we need to fill that up.
We filled one. We got to get another one done.
Well, I'm going to, it's one $10 toy or whatever.
Yeah.
And as long as they're new, because it's for kids that are not going to have a great Christmas. So here's your chance to help out. And they'll come in and pick them out. Make sure that the kids have a nice Christmas. They're having problems down there at Arch, One Safe Place. All of those. So it's time to reach in there and spend $20 and give some kid a great Christmas. So come on down, just drop them off here, and Linda will match each one. If you bring in one, Linda will buy one. There you go. How's that?
I can do that.
We can do that. Okay. Hey, we're here with Daniel Orloff and Carlo Henry and Blake Fisher here to do the talking about the downtown cultural district and all things going on. But Danny, you've got something you want to talk about.
Oh yeah, we've talked a lot about these boxes and the local art around town, and it's been awesome to work with the community. And if you guys want to see art, whether it's at your business or whether it's on a certain wall, or you just want to see something like a Welcome to Reading sign or Welcome to the Cultural District sign, and feel free to hit us up at paintthetownreading.com or at gmail.com if you want to send an email, paintthetownreading.
Paint the town Reading.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. I would like to see a sign that, like this area up here is a viticultural district too.
Yeah.
And if you think about that, a lot of people, when they see that, viticultural wine, people come from all over to these different districts just to try the wine out. So you get something that's a culturally significant district, you know, people will come stop by just to see what it is, see what it's like.
And we have, go ahead, Danny.
I was going to say, we have that, the award-winning wine, both with Bernsini and New Clairvaux, so just in our area, it's amazing.
And New Clairvaux is downtown now.
Yeah.
All right, we got to hit that up.
They chose downtown because of all the arts and culture that's happening. That's the only tasting room outside of Ina, but... we'll be here for the fundraising efforts when we get that sign going on, and we'll call it the
Absolutely.
Carl Lindebot sign.
Absolutely, and I want to definitely be have you take me on a tour. I want a tour. I want to get have a glass of wine. I want to see the stores. I want to see the boxes. We are
another
so,
glass of
we're
wine.
So, yeah, sure, but we're walking, so you won't even know it. Be like you're in Europe. Okay, go ahead.
Touching on what we were saying about our town and how we've been working to make it not nicer, but show who we are as a community. I think all these efforts are to create that sense of pride of our town. You know, like, we have everything. We have a beautiful city with a beautiful outdoors and a lot of awesome people in town. So all of these efforts we center on art and murals and boxes and artists and... But this is just one part of what makes Reading great, I think. And these opportunities that we have, we are small organizations. We do pretty much everything. We fundraise. We manage the artists. We create these relationships. So getting these projects off the ground take a lot of effort, but we also need support from the community. What Danny was saying of... if you want to participate, if you want to help, if you have an idea, just hit us up and we'll work with you to make these projects happen in our area. So it is a way to collaborate with each other and to make Reading great.
Well, you know, Reading is just a fantastic place. There's people that are here, live here understand that.
Mm-hmm.
And I've told the story. My son-in-law came in, our kids came in from New Mexico, and he's always dinging me on being in California. And after he was here for a long weekend, said, "I understand. I understand mm-hmm. why you're here." He said, "The people are so patriotic. They're so nice to everybody." He says, "People come out and reach out to us. You know, they're new here to introduce themselves." Yeah. And Reading is that. We have this trail system. We have the river, one of the top fisheries in the United States, just flows through Reading. And as people, you know, and you're starting to see things where people are leaving urban environments and coming to towns like ours. And so we have to not only have the art and culture, we also have to be able to have the housing. We also have to be able to have places for people to have the jobs. But, Reading is probably one of the more ideal places in California, if you want to stay in California, to come to.
Yeah. And you find, I think, okay, you're a generation, and because you're artists, that you, and Blake, you are as well, that you get really involved in the art scene or what you love, okay, and you hang with people. But there's people on the outside that just still look at Reading differently. And how do we get that mindset and those people entwined with coming, like, do you even know what's going on downtown? Do you even see how beautiful and how we're growing and evolving?
We face that all the time, and I'll tell you, I hear this I hear this every single day.
Yeah.
People that have lived here forever say, this is my first time seeing downtown since the new streets got put through. This is my first time coming through downtown. And I'm not sure what helps, but your radio show is one of those things that can help. And Carl can be a testament of how downtown's changed. Carl, when we were walking around, how many transients did you see in downtown?
We didn't see any.
Parking's not an issue. Transient issues are not an issue. There are so many people working to make a downtown that we can all be proud of, and it takes you coming to downtown and supporting these local businesses.
I think Viva Downtown needs a show on Free Fire Media. On KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. A monthly show. They can come in and tell everybody what's going on.
Thank you guys for being with us this morning. It's been a real treat.
Thank you.
All these things that are happening. And do yourself a favor, maybe not today when it's raining, but it's going to start clearing up. Just come downtown, park, park for a couple
hours.
You
can do it while it's raining.
And just walk around and see all the stuff that's going on. Yeah. And have lunch downtown. There's plenty of places.
You can go to Garden of Lights in the rain. You can go downtown and look around in the rain. Have lunch.
We got the Christmas tree right up the street.
Absolutely. Can't wait to see it.
I hope people can just think about what's the best thing that can happen.
Yeah.
Boom.
I like
one
that.
One of the murals that Dan
No, that's, and that's it, is keep being positive and keep moving forward.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you, guys.
And when we come back, we have Simpson University and Gene Walski, Director of Alumni and Church Relations, is going to be talking to us about everything that's happening out at Simpson. And we'll be right back.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. On Wall Street this morning, President-elect Donald Trump rang the opening bell at the New York Stock Exchange. He was being recognized for being Time's Person of the Year for 2024. Before the bell ringing, Trump said fixing the economy will be challenging in the midst of what's happening around the world.
The economy, I believe, is going to be very strong. We do have to solve some problems. We have wars going on that we didn't have. We have a lot of things happening that we didn't have that would have never happened. They would have never happened, but now they have happened.
The White House is calling it the largest single-day act of clemency in modern history. President Biden is commuting the sentences of roughly 1,500 people who were placed on home confinement during the pandemic. He's also pardoning 39 Americans convicted of nonviolent crimes. The actions come on the heels of the president pardoning his own son.
President Biden's decision to pardon his son Hunter is not a popular one, according to a new AP NORC poll. Only about 2 in 10 Americans somewhat or strongly approve of Biden pardoning his son, who was convicted earlier this year on felony gun and tax charges.
That's reporter Amelia Thompson DeVoe. There's going to be a change at the top of the FBI. Director Christopher Wray has announced his upcoming resignation.
After weeks of careful thought, I've decided the right thing for the Bureau is for me to serve until the end of the current administration in January and then step down.
Wray's announcement comes a week and a half after President-elect Trump announced his intention to nominate Kash Patel to lead the FBI. On Wall Street at this hour, stock prices are edging lower. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Our nation's problems have been building for the past 50 years, and they're not going away overnight, which is why we must prepare now for a financial collapse that will affect the entire economy. The good news is there's an easy way to do that. Hi, I'm Dr. Ron Paul, and I believe everyone should consider a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group to diversify their IRA or 401k. Gold is a proven bedrock in almost every kind of economy. To learn more, get a free info kit from my trusted friends at Birch Gold by texting the word PREPARE to 989898. Don't wait until decades of government irresponsibility comes crashing down on your retirement. Get your free info kit on gold IRAs from the Birch Gold Group now. Text PREPARE to the number 989898. That's PREPARE to 989898.
House lawmakers have passed the nearly $900 billion National Defense Authorization Act.
The NDAA, which was released over the weekend by congressional leaders, includes several GOP priorities, such as banning transgender medical treatments for minors and limiting diversity, equity, and inclusion programs in the military. The 1,800-page annual defense policy bill also includes a significant pay increase, 4.5% for all service members, with the most junior enlisted members receiving an extra 10% on top of that. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
President-elect Trump says he's picking Carrie Lake as director of Voice of America. Trump noted that Lake was a TV news anchor for over 20 years. After unsuccessful campaigns for Arizona governor and a Senate seat, Lake is being asked to head the congressionally funded broadcaster that provides independent news reporting around the world. Lake took a hard line against illegal immigration in both her campaigns. News and analysis at townhall.com. It's shaping up to be a busy holiday travel season this year.
Are you traveling for the holidays? AAA expects more than 119 million of us will. This year, Christmas is on a Wednesday. AAA is expecting record-breaking numbers the weekend before Christmas Day and the weekend after. Of course, most of us will go by car, but air travel is expected to set a new record this holiday season with 7.8 million passengers. A AAA spokesperson says this is the time of year when lifelong memories are made with loved ones, and travel plays a big role in that. I'm Rita Foley.
A storm packing high winds and rain knocked out power to thousands of customers in New England states yesterday. Meanwhile, heavy lake-effect snow is expected in parts of Michigan through today, and dangerously cold temperatures in parts of the upper Midwest. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 12th of December, 8:05 in the morning, news always brought to you by, top of the hour news always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. And David's at the helm, but now he's got his voice back. I think. Well, in a way. Turn one off, turn one on.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What kind of national day do we have today?
National Gingerbread House Day.
Whoa!
Have you ever actually eaten a gingerbread house?
No, I never have.
I made one, but I did not eat it because I had had my hands all over it, and I was like, I better not. Just let it sit there.
I mean, do people eat these things? I guess they do. I mean...
When you think about a lot of it's done with, I don't know.
Done with glue.
I guess if you have ever eaten a gingerbread house, I want you to call in at our station right now, 530-605-4567.
And you're going to get $20 worth of Black Bear Diner Box.
I was going to give them two tickets to the Garden of Lights.
Well, we could do both. But you got to tell us, you know, and don't lie. Tell us
and tell us the story.
When I was young, I had a piece of gingerbread house, and it stunted my growth, and I was in the hospital for 3 days.
And then it came up one day, 10 years later.
10 years later, they did an x-ray, and there it was. The gable was in
my lower
intestine.
We're getting gross. We can go there really fast. But anyway, so it started off with the gingerbread house day. Okay, showers. If you're looking outside, it looks like we're going to have around 47 degrees. That's going to be the warmest it gets, and overnight lows of 41. Hey, through the week, we're just going to have showers. It's just that day, you know, we're going to get about 39 on Saturday night. And then Sunday, according to the national forecast, what we got here is a beautiful day, partly sunny, 52. And then Sunday night, once again, the rain comes in, and then we've got Monday as well with rain. But we're all there in around the 40s throughout the rest of the week. Just always have your slickers out and your umbrella ready to go.
Now, somebody's calling in, so we've got to be prepared. You've
and
got
the
to
weather,
tell us.
Weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our friend, now, you're talking about propane. This is the time you really better be thinking about it when it gets super cold. Get that propane tank taken care of. And the weather is brought to you by, yes, Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793.
And Nick. Okay,
all
Nick,
right.
tell us about your experience.
Oh, well, it was simple. Actually, I got a stomach ache after I ate them. Plural. When I was about 25, they came out with these gingerbread cookies that looked just like a gingerbread house. And I'd been out drinking beer with my buddies all night and had a sweet tooth, and I ate the whole damn bag. Does that count?
So it was a bag, but it wasn't a house that was made?
No.
It was a gingerbread house cookie.
Oh,
this is not Saint Nick.
That was absolutely a gingerbread house.
Yeah, this isn't Saint Nick
this
that we're talking
Saint Nick,
to.
No.
Okay.
Well, you know what?
That's good.
You're brave.
Sure, I win.
You braved.
You won.
Yeah. All
you
right.
won.
So we're not going to do semantics.
No.
Thank you so much.
All right.
But you know what? You know, thanks, Nick. You know, these houses, because then they're kind of like covered with stuff. And I just keep picturing something like some kind of holding spray made in China. In the Umpqua region from slave labor, that's poisonous. That's what I'm thinking about. And then people put it on there and say, oh, does anybody want a piece of Granny's gingerbread house? And then all the kids are down sick for all through Christmas. So, I mean, am I reading way too much into this? I could be. Hey, we're here.
You're ringing off the hook.
Gene Wolski. The director of alumni and church relations with Simpson, and also a Simpson alum. Good morning, Gene.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me back on.
Yeah, you've been on before. Mm-hmm. So did Connor track you down?
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about you, mm-hmm. and because you've got a pretty interesting story.
Yeah. Grew up here in the North State between Chico, went to Simpson. But before I started at Simpson, I spent a tour in the Air Force, stationed way up in Anchorage, Alaska. So on these cold days, still not too bad. I remember what real cold feels like. Studied cross-cultural studies here at Simpson. Met the person who became my wife. We spent nearly 10 years in the Middle East. I taught English as a foreign language. My wife helped with public health in many ways. And we were in a small town about the size of Reading called Aqaba, Jordan, right on the Red Sea, but not Reading in any way. Maybe the heat was about the same. Syrian civil war happened. Our long-term visas weren't renewed, so we moved up and spent another 5 years in France. Many people from that region were moving.
Yeah.
And so we took our ability.
Millions being displaced during that war in Syria. And now Assad's gone, and because I want to ask you a little bit about that from mm-hmm. your background.
That's good.
When you get into it. But so you went and spent another 5 years in France.
Another 5 years in France, and while there, between using both French and Arabic, worked with both charitable organizations and churches to do a lot to help serve the real felt needs and come alongside what other organizations weren't able to do. And sometimes that was providing friendship, being a bit of a translator. It was unique work. It allowed me
to
see a
different life. Yeah, because you already had the language, which mm-hmm. was probably trying to find enough people that they could, you know, and I hate to use the word trust, but, yeah, mm-hmm. be able to trust that, you know, can be involved with, understand, NGOs,
correct,
non-government
yes.
organizations, and then be able to help people. So it probably came in handy now, so you speak French, too.
Correct, yeah.
French and
Arabic.
Arabic.
Yeah. One of the many dialects of Arabic, but yes.
Yeah.
It's regional. Like when people hear me speak Arabic, it would be like us hearing someone from that part of the world with a deep, maybe southern drawl or something.
Right.
Like, whoa, where did that come from?
Then? I know. You know, when I was, Marine Corps put me through a language immersion school for Italian. But it was the classical Italian. And I was stationed in Naples. And mm-hmm. it was
not.
It wasn't the same. And then when you left Naples down to this little town I lived in Cuma, they had their own dialect.
Yeah.
And, I mean, a lot of the words were the same, but they just sounded different. Most of the time, they asked me if they could speak English to work on their English, but it was because my Italian at that point was so – it was bad for them. So, anyway.
At the time that you were there, we do have to take a break in a moment. How did they perceive you as an American?
It depended on what was happening right next door in Israel. Most of the time, I found that about every year and a half, there would be a short time of uprising. There'd be some complexities going on, possibly in the Gaza Strip or something like that, not unlike the past year. Thankfully, back then, it was always shorter. When those times came, it was hard to be an American. But most of the other times, there was more an acceptance of, hey, we love you as a people. You have, as a country, done a lot for us here in Jordan. And there was very much a welcoming and a sense of, this is a good opportunity for us to do cultural exchange. And so, as a teacher of English, that also opened up a lot of doors. So,
well, you know, and then especially what's happened since over the last, 16 months, mm-hmm. Since October 7th, when Hamas came into Israel. and the unrest of that, because Israel has then gone back after not only Hamas but Hezbollah in Syria, and now Syria has fallen. The government there has been there for 50 years, the Assad family. Mm-hmm. They're gone. And so we and they're trying to figure out who this new leader is and what kind of impact that's going to have on the people. But millions, literally millions of people left Syria, were displaced.
Correct.
During that, and a lot of them ended up in Europe.
Yeah.
So a lot of them are now talking about, I shouldn't say a lot, but numbers of them are talking about going back home to be able to show their families, you know, let's go, I want to go back home to Syria.
Yeah.
So.
So but now
we'll see. We'll see what that
break,
next group
we'll
is.
Find out what brings you back to Reading at Simpson, and I think it's fantastic that you met your wife here. You went and did kind of almost missionary work, if you will, in the Far East as well as France, and now you're back in Reading. Let's find out more with our guests when we get back. And right here, right, you are present, and. Simpson has so much to offer. We love partnering with Simpson here on our morning show. So,
this portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you're not getting treatment for a work injury because of a denial, you need to get a hold of Patrick Gorman at 530-262-2168. He's an expert when it comes to workers' compensation. He's built the largest workers' compensation office north of Sacramento, right here in Palo Cedro. He understands the insurance companies. He's a veteran. He's a former law enforcement officer. He is went through law school, and now he's there to fight for you. You know, there may be cases where everything is going. It's just a little bit slow, but there are cases where you're not getting the treatment that you should be getting. So it changes your life. It changes your family's life. You want to go back to work. Your employer wants you back, but you need some help, and that's Patrick Gorman. He's a scrapper. You need somebody that's going to go in there for you. Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, 530-262-2168. We'll be right back. Now, there's a guy.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Turtle Bay's 5th annual Reading Garden of Lights is back for another fun-filled holiday season. Open on select dates from November 22nd through January 5th. Featuring over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens filled with 2 million lights. Don't miss this year's new additions, including new light displays and premium ticket packages. Plus, holiday-themed food, drinks, music, glowing swings, model trains, and much more. Reading Garden of Lights is presented by Mercy Medical Center Reading. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
This is Congressman Doug LaMalfa with an important message. If you have been a recent victim of wildfire, please pay close attention because this may affect you. I'm pleased to announce that Congress recently passed a legislative package that included my bill, the Protect Innocent Victims of Taxation After Fire Act. This law exempts wildfire relief payments and settlements from federal income taxes. Taxpayers will be able to claim refunds for any taxes paid on wildfire settlement funds since 2020 by filing an amended return or claiming the change in the next tax year. My bill ensures that IRS doesn't take from the pockets of individuals in their time of need and that they have every available dollar to them to recover and rebuild. This law is returning hundreds of millions of dollars to NorCal families and small businesses. If my office can assist you in any way further, please visit my website at lamalfa.house.gov. or give us a call. This is Congressman Doug LaMalfa.
Paid for by official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org, and they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Looking for a unique gift this Christmas? Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has distinct treasures to choose from, including Christmas decorations, vinyl records, DVDs, vintage toys, and antique jewelry, such as brooches and rings, necklaces and bracelets. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles also offers vintage clothing and accessories, such as retro dresses and scarves, jackets and hats, along with vintage furniture, tablecloths and silverware, cookware and glassware. And don't forget Mantiques, including military memorabilia, camping and mining equipment, men's jewelry such as crosses and rings, sports memorabilia, and collectibles. Come find that perfect gift this Christmas at Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6 and Sunday noon to 5.
All I want for Christmas is a rock and roll electric guitar.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. 8:20 in the morning, and this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Linda, Four Winds Jewelry.
Four Winds Jewelry located at, in fact, right now, the month of December, that's their anniversary sale. Everything in the store is 20% off. And I know that I'd gone in there before we went to the National Finals Rodeo just to have, you know, my rings. You know, you just don't want to lose a diamond. They're look at and that kind of thing. And it's such a beautiful store, and they're always evolving. So they get merchandise that changes out and a lot of estate jewelry as well. So that's Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading.
Okay, our guest is Gene Walski, from who's Director of Alumni and Church Relations and out at Simpson University, also a Simpson alum, where he met his wife. And then they did a number of years over in the Middle East, in Jordan, and then 5 years in France, and then back. And you've been back since, what, 2021?
Correct, yes.
So what have you noticed about the changes in Simpson over the years since you went to school and then you left and then mm-hmm. now?
Yeah. I often think that whether it's with a university or many aspects, having lived overseas, it's important to speak in paradoxes, that something can be one thing and something completely opposite at the same time. And I graduated 25 years ago. There are some parts where Simpson is consistently the same. And then there are other parts where, like any organization or institution, it has to evolve in a good way. And so what Simpson was, the 4 years I was there in the 90s, is now I've been involved with a number of different roles at Simpson that I've seen interact with students on a social level. I teach as an adjunct professor, so I'm in classrooms, both with our morning and our degree completion class in the evening. I see people coming through, and what I notice is we're helping both as Simpson, but even the students themselves are asking the relevant questions of today. And what was important 25 years ago, back then, the internet was just coming into existence, for example. I remember taking an intro to computers class, being one of the first people that had even internet. Now, all of us interact and have access to information all the time. As an educational institution, we're all about the acquiring of both soft skills, hard skills, learning. And so now it's navigating the new world of artificial intelligence. How much do we use it? What are its strengths, and what are areas that we need to continue to improve our own skills, because there are certain things that AI can't do? And so you take all of that. That is a part of their new conversations, but it's still, that is much of the role and the place of higher education. We continue to be a Christian liberal arts school. And about 5 years ago, one change we made was more of an invitation of saying, we're going to remain Christian, but we're not requiring those that attend to sign our statement of faith anymore. More as an open door and say, hey, know that all of our professors are professing Christians and have signed that. But beyond in the community, whether they're coming right here from locally, we have a lot of students from Reading, from Red Bluff, or if they're coming from the Valley, the Bay Area, wherever it is, it's more of an invitation. Come check out, see what we have to offer.
Well, there's a lot to offer there at Simpson, especially ever since Professor Hall or Dr. Hall came.
Yeah, Dr. Hall's really
shaken the tree and has enhanced so many things, so many new subject courses that people can take, majors. Mm-hmm. For degrees, including engineering and, gosh, what else? You can get an MBA out of there.
Correct, yes.
When you talk, because you're director of alumni relations, what do you tell the alumni? There's a lot of alumni right here in Reading.
Right.
I'm surprised.
There really are.
But what do you tell when you're reaching out to the alumni for, hey, this is what's going on, we'd like your help, those kind of things?
I reinforce the consistency of students we have today in all of our programs. They're in many ways just like you were a number of years ago. And that is in response to what I'll sometimes hear from people of like, you know what, Simpson's changed. It's not exactly the same when I went there. And my response would be, of course it's not, just because everything has to change.
Right.
The way that we do life is different. Yet there, I mentioned that as a Christian institution, we continue to have that as one aspect of an anchor of who we are with our identity. And many times, having gone through 25 years ago, that was one of the hallmark aspects that made us different from other universities in the North State and in California in general. Yet, what I would say is we continue to remain unwavering in our commitment to Christian faith. Yet at the same time, we're at a spot where we say, in order to meet the needs and to remain open and to be a viable educational institution here in town, we're needing to offer programs that are different, because sometimes the responsibility, you don't offer these degrees anymore. Those were really focused on education and learning. We used to offer over six, eight different Christian ministry degrees. And one aspect people will say is, I don't even know if you offer any. Well, I know we do, because my son is about to graduate in the next few months with a degree in biblical studies. And it's a strong focus on going into Christian ministry. Then you have other skills. Like you said, Carl, we've added in a number of tangible areas, because people will look and they'll say, this is an investment in my future. If I take the time now to study, and if I take the time now to be putting money in that I'm going to have to pay back later, what am I going to get out of it? And that pragmatic way of approaching is part of the thought process that we wrestle through, whether we are parents, extended family, or we ourselves are the one trying to figure out, do I make this investment? So that's part of the reason we've offered a bigger variety of degrees than we used to.
Well, it's working, because Simpson's enrollment has been growing steadily. I think it's about 10%.
Correct, about a 10% rise this past year and
the
year before.
And when you're seeing other small universities, and especially religious-oriented
Correct.
Universities and colleges shutting down, and even secular mm-hmm. Small colleges and universities shutting down, we're growing right here. And there's a reason for that, and part of it is the atmosphere out there at Simpson of learning, but also, like you said, you've got that rock there. You've got that stability of Christianity that people are looking for things like. They're looking for that stability.
Mm-hmm. Well, we like rules, and I'll just apply this to the closing of this segment of the show, is that we were at an event last night, and won't mention any names, but somebody is in a leadership position in a public school here. And this person had talked about that tomorrow, this person has to put on
suspension,
six students. And that's a common thing that's happening today in public schools. The disruption, the fighting, the breaking of the rules. If that's not bad, it's the parents just have not, they just accept it. And so what we're experiencing is that what I heard is that how can you in a leadership position in education really do your job when you have this discord or this not unaccountability with following the rules. It's a real problem. So it's nice to see that, you know, Simpson, if you can get to this point, you know, Simpson is turning out a great people who are wonderful in the community. And you've got to follow rules.
That's good, yes. And having, just piggybacking on that, while we recognize, yeah, I've lived here off and on in the North State my whole life, off and on, and so I've seen, and I'm a product of this area, and I recognize not everyone's going to embrace the way that I view my Christian faith, but we are an opportunity for those that have a similar vein to be able to then go and study whatever it is. We have, even right now, as a result of elections, some local officials that are products that I went to school with or are graduates. And it, a place like Simpson has allowed them to be able to continue to, they had a strong foundation. They were able to study political science or whatever their given field was, and then at the same time be able to grow in their understanding both of their faith and be able to look in a way where they had their own freedoms to be able to grow both their mind and the way they view political thought and civic life.
Okay. We're here with Gene Wolski, who is the Director of Alumni and Church Relations of Simpson University and also a Simpson alum and also a traveler to the Middle East living there in Jordan and then from there when things got hot. Ended up in France. You know, you could say that, you know, Jordan, France. I don't know. Which one, Linda, would you like? Oh, never mind. Anyway, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Yes, yes, my barbershop of choice. Been going there forever. Never had a bad haircut. I just love that place. It's man's last stronghold. What can I say? It's a barbershop. It's not a hair salon. I make an appointment just by calling 530-244-9478. Make an appointment so it works out on my schedule. Or, you know what, if you can walk in there, if they've got an opening, boom, you get a great haircut. Good people. Been there, founded in 1960, been in the same spot since 1967. Right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Lucky Miller's or the old Subway, if that's what you remember. Right there, Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back.
I am a poor boy too.
Winter anxiety or stress got you down? Got a cough that just won't stop? On your second round of antibiotics? Or lost your taste and smell? Experience the ultimate in relaxation and wellness at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave in downtown Reading. We feature our salt cave that feels like the beach, our 10-minute knockout sessions, and our infrared saunas where you can burn 300 to 600 calories. You can breathe easier, clear sinuses, reduce pain, inflammation, and boost your immune system. It's perfect for kids, pregnant moms, and the whole family. And yes, we accept pets. Call us today at 530-338-2094. So if you're looking for the perfect gift, give a gift certificate to Capturing the Essence Salt Cave or visit the gift shop at 1506 Market Street to find health-wise gifts like the Genesis Stone, our salt packs, or the Essence of Renewal that helps to eliminate nerve pain. We are here to help. Call us at 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094. And give the gift of relaxation and wellness.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Cornerstone Community Bank is proud to partner with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute. We'd like to express our heartfelt gratitude to veterans and active duty service members for their dedication and sacrifice. Cornerstone Community Bank offers personal and business banking solutions tailored to fit your unique needs. We invite you to experience the warmth of banking with us. Visit one of our four branches in Reading, Anderson, or Red Bluff, or online at bankcornerstone.com.
Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Invest in your future with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. Get job ready or transfer eligible in programs like nursing, forestry, teaching, accounting, physical therapy assistant, computer information systems, and many others. Classes are free for full-time students with flexible hours and compressed 8-week options. Perfect for working adults. Ask about the many financial aid options available to help you turn your calling into a career. Spring semester begins January 13th. Enroll at ShastaCollege.edu.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Hey, when I heard that song, for the longest time, I thought when they were going, I thought they were saying Oreo when I was a kid. Oreo.
You should have got paid to say that.
No, I really thought that's what it was. And when did I learn it wasn't? Today, because I really listened to it. No. Hey, welcome back to the show. Hey, you know what? You're looking for a Christmas present for the family. You're looking for the perfect Christmas present for the family that you can enjoy, have a wonderful time. Then tickets to the Reading Rodeo are on sale right now at readingrodeo.com. And you can get a family packet there. You can go one day. You can go 4 days. Just remember, you know, Friday and Saturday are always sold out. And Wednesday and Thursday are starting to sell out now, too. So hop in. Go to readingrodeo.com because you go to these other, you know, these other ticket places, they will charge you double what the Reading Rodeo wants to charge you. They're going to give you the Reading Rodeo price at readingrodeo.com. And last year we found out that some people had bought tickets that were just no good from some of these off-site places. So readingrodeo.com, the tickets are on sale now. And it's going to be May 15th through the 17th, four nights of rodeo. You're not going to be able to beat it. Okay. Now, we are here with Simpson University and the Director of Alumni and Church Relations and a Simpson alum, Gene Wolski, and we've just had a great time with Gene. He's just a very personable guy, which is what his job is to be, I assume. Hey, there's something going on. Can you give us a progress report?
Yes.
On the big project?
The big project on Simpson's campus?
Yes.
Sometimes people ask where we're putting in a new building. It's our Science, Engineering, Technology building, and it's right between our library and our main administration building.
Uh-huh.
Ground was broken about 6 months ago,
mm-hmm.
and we were pretty much at a spot waiting for the rain to clear up just enough so we can pour the concrete. It's really at that spot to start.
And your Veterans Support Center is going to be in there, too. Is that correct?
Yeah, correct. Yeah. One portion of it. I myself am a vet. When I started there in 95, I was one of about three or four different students. There was only a few of us that were veterans. And for us, we...
Did you mention that earlier, that you were in the service?
I may have. I'm not sure. So I was an Air Force guy right out of high school and went from...
Thank you for your service.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
And thank you for yours, too.
Oh, hey.
You went right from high school into...
Correct. Right from high school into the Air Force. And one of those
did
reasons.
Did that pay for your...
It paid for a little over half of my education, and that's a lot where I was looking at. And neither of my parents had gone to college, and I'm trying to figure out, I want a little bit of adventure, love to travel, And I'd love to be able to go to college and pay for it somehow. So
there you go.
Served your
country at the same time.
Yeah, that's great.
Now, they're up to about 90 veterans, I think.
Correct.
At Simpson.
Yeah.
Now.
It's actually this year it's been right at 100.
Oh, 100.
Between those that are dependents and those that are direct vets themselves.
Okay.
And given that we have on campus about 700 traditional undergrads in our day program, and then our degree completion has another 150, and then through our master's programs, education, counseling.
Sure.
About 1,000 students, with 100 being
10%.
Yeah, it's 10%. And in some ways that...
And we want more. Yeah. And here's, you know, what I've told people is, you know, people are surprised about how religious a lot of military are, and you've seen it. A lot of our young Marines, male, female, officer, enlisted, are religious people. They were raised that way. And now they're getting out after a four-year tour, and they're looking at a place to go to school. They love the outdoors. I mean, this is a perfect place for veterans to come up to, because not only will they get a classic education in a place that they feel comfortable in, but you're up here in Redding in this beautiful outdoors that we have to offer. You know, I won't be surprised to see over the coming years that it doubles, that 100, and triples over the years.
Yeah. One example, I think it's helpful to get triangulating and coming back to our veterans, who we are. I think of stories of people. I think both of you have met Johnny Palmer before. He would be an example of someone, a 20-year vet, and he started 2 years ago in our outdoor adventure and recreation program, a degree that didn't even exist when I went through. Yet what it does is, a degree like that, it allows that excitement. He's taken a rock climbing course this past semester, and he's getting ready to do an environmental travel class that will take him out of state in our winter term. I've gotten to know Johnny recently, and I think of him, someone that's, you know, 20-year vet, so that puts him kind of midlife. But there's
probably in his 40s.
He's able to. He's intentionally jumped in with some of the other people in his major and been like a big brother to them. He'll have them over for meals. So there's that side. He's given it his all. And he's able to take things that he enjoyed to be able to do in the past and get some of those leadership skills to how to conduct a small group. And that's a lot of what the degree does.
Well, you know, what I've talked to a lot of young men that have, you know, got combat time, and they come back to schools. They're 22, 23. They come back to school with 18-year-olds and 17-year-olds.
Correct.
And 22-year-old teachers, and they hear things that they just know aren't true. And it's because it's the theory they're teaching, but they know that's not true. And it was tough on them at times. Because they're looking at people say things. They have no concept of real world. And this is where the Veterans Success Center and the Veterans Centers are so helpful, because they can come in there and they chit-chat with each other about it and laugh and all these. But it allows them to share also. And some of them learn just to keep their mouth shut. Others, nope, that's not the way it was there. But it also, you know, enhances their ability to get through their education quicker with a lot less admin worry, too.
Correct. Our Veteran Success Center, we didn't have one when I was a student. I said what it allows is, it's a spot for them to feel like they can come and connect with some other people that get them.
Yeah.
We have a director of that Veteran Success Center. Mm-hmm. He himself is a military vet, and he's a grad from Simpson. He's been there a good long time, and he adds a consistency, and a lot of what he does is help network. But for the 45 plus that are direct vets themselves, that most of them as a result then live here locally, I think of someone like Ruby, who went through our program. She had been Air Force, medical discharge, and then she went through our nursing program and now works at Mercy here in town.
Mm-hmm.
She's a mother of three kids, and you have someone like her that did the commuter back and forth, but she was a part of our traditional day program. By having some other people that knew that common language of having been in the military, it helped create that unique affinity group
needed. Yeah, I think on the wall you've got a list of everybody that are veterans. I think I
have. There is a spot like that.
Yeah, a spot like that. So they know who the other veterans are out there. Anyway, we're here with Gene Wolski, who is the Director of Alumni and Church Relations at Simpson and also a Simpson alumni. We're going to come back. We got some more questions for him after this break. We're going to take a quick break and be right back.
This New Year's Eve, step into the magic and ring in the new year at Redding Garden of Lights. Celebrate 2025 with your loved ones surrounded by 2 million lights, live music from the band Hook, and a special New York-style countdown at 9 p.m., perfect for families with early bedtimes. Enjoy delicious treats, warm drinks, and the spirit of giving as all proceeds support Turtle Bay's animals, exhibits, and educational programs. Don't miss out. Reserve your tickets now at turtlebay.org.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Redding Kia would like to express our gratitude to our veterans and those currently serving our country. Since 2006, Redding Kia has striven to be the premier auto dealership in the North State. There's always a military incentive rebate on all new 2025 Kias at Redding Kia. Test drive a 2025 Kia Sorento today. Tis the season of new tradition sales event at Redding Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue, reddingkia.com.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395, license 109-0355.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
And good morning on this Thursday. Gosh, guys, how you doing out there? It's a little wet. It's the 12th. Oh, my God, it's my brother's birthday today. Just realized that, or better give him a call. We'll call him after the show and sing happy birthday in our wonderful, like, five different keys that we sing it in, and he loves that. So, anyway, happy birthday, Lee, Dr. Lee Snook. I mean, my nerdy brother is so accomplished. And you know how it is when you've got somebody who's just a brainiac. And, yeah, growing up with that, it puts a different kind of spin on, you know, we grew up in the country,
and it was just the two of us because my parents worked. So we were latchkey kids in the country, and we're lucky to be alive. We didn't fall in a mine shaft. We didn't, you know, I think, remember you brought home a bat one time, and we didn't get rabies and, you know, that kind of thing. But anyway, so back here with Simpson, we've got Gene Wolski with us, and we were talking, and something that I think is wonderful is a building that you had, Giving Tuesday, that was just last week. And there's an extension on Giving Tuesday, and knowing that when you go to Giving Tuesday, that for Simpson, this is specifically going to go towards the Veterans Success Center.
Correct. And that Veterans Success Center, we're talking about in generalities early, it's going to be 1,000 square foot. We're naming it the Maurice and Marianne Johannesson Veterans Success Center, just to help as an honor to them and who they are. And it helps anchor us into the community and people that have been here that have, as a veteran himself, and that impact. We have about $1 million. The overall cost of that is $1.5 million, and we're about 83% of the way there.
All right.
So we're not 100% yet, but we continue to make progress. It's one of the... Instead of asking people to give to something vague, we're asking and inviting people to come in and say, would you be willing to support both the location? And we're also looking for, our desire would be the Veterans Success Center, the head of it, that position would be endowed, meaning we're looking for one or more people to give money to be able to put, and then from the ongoing interest from that large amount, it would help sustain that role. Because we view it as a way to both serve people that have served our country and then be able to give special help to our vets as they come through Simpson. So that's much of our goal. It's to really serve them well, because they're coming in with a more, quite often, diverse, and at times they're wrestling through all of their own, especially if they've spent time in combat, which is one of the unfortunate realities of just life. And so,
and serving,
all of serving, and then also those transitions back to civilian life, that civ-mil divide that exists out there nationwide. Only about 1% of U.S. families are military families, and often
that have
generational
served.
That have served, correct?
Anyway, okay, so now other things. We've talked about how the population, the student population, the enrollment has been going up and up and up every year. What do you think, are there specifics you could point at that, you know, we've talked about where it's kind of a stability and there's different programs like this adventure,
SOAR, Simpson Outdoor Adventure and Recreation.
Is that, and that's a degree?
It's a degree that allows people to, a number of our people in the program consider working for the National Parks or the Forest Service at some point in the future.
Sure.
And it gives a lot of the outdoor leadership skills, whether it's to help run work crews, to be in charge of, you know, environmental camps or whatever it might be. That would be, it's a specific type of degree. And that offering, it's newer, and we've it's headed up by Scott Barnett. And Dr. Barnett, he has years of experience in that area. He's done it both here in the United States and internationally, that type of work. I also think of degrees. A few years ago, we added a kinesiology track, and I've even taught one of the courses in that before. And in the class, about half the students are headed wanting to do something to give back in a way they receive. They want to become athletic coaches, quite often at the high school level, and they're getting a degree. It's a bachelor's of science degree that allows them to be able to go into coaching and to be able to meet the requirements to, say, be a PE teacher later on. Or it's also a feeder track to go into physical therapy, occupational therapy.
Yeah, so kinesiology. Pre-professional. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like that. So there's been so many new education offerings there for degrees at Simpson over the last 4 years. They're looking at also pilot training.
Correct. That's one of those areas that while we're looking into the next steps of what we'll need certification-wise, but that's one of those areas that assessing One looks at the types of needs that are out there that require degrees and specialized training, looking at the number of other opportunities that provide that, and we're trying to calculate and say what will be the best places for us to be able to focus our attention.
You know, you just had homecoming.
Yes.
Which was a tremendous success.
It really was.
Sounds like.
What it allowed us to be able to do is, at any point, one of the ways that a smaller school continues to grow is we don't, if you're a large school, there's, with it comes a greater notoriety, and people just, oh yeah, whatever the school is, they know of it. And one of our, I see as the alumni director, our best recruiting tools is to keep information about Simpson in front of our alumni. We have a small private group called SimpsonAlumni.com. It's just as alum, they can come to that site, and it's a spot where we are growing a network for mentoring. So people that are grads can, whether it's a one-off, one-time, help answer some questions for someone wanting to know those first few steps in becoming a teacher or a nurse. That is one of the areas that we do. It's that mentoring, and it allows for us to be able to keep in front of our alumni. And then we also announce alumni events that we have. We end up doing a few locally here in the area, and then we also do some that are more regional, Bay Area, Sacramento.
Mm-hmm.
With those different, much of the goal of a homecoming is to continue to create awareness. One of my good friends from Sacramento, I've known him, he came up for our homecoming this past year, and he said, what was helpful for me is it allowed me to see directly today. It was, for him, less about connecting to people, because he uses social media for that. It was allowed him to be able to see the campus and to be able to catch a sense of the direct vision right now of where we're headed with new programs, how it overlays with continuity of the past of our faith commitment, but at the same time, the why we're putting importance on degrees like engineering and nursing, in addition to keeping historic degrees such as preparing teachers and counselors and people for Christian ministry.
Well, you have IT, you've got a number of different disciplines that people can go into. And we haven't even touched on the athletic programs out mm-hmm. there at Simpson that have just exploded in the last 4.5, 5 years.
Yeah.
Starting with the bass fishing team, which is one of the top teams in the nation, has national sponsorship, including from Black Bear Diner,
yes,
right here,
correct.
That's headquartered mm-hmm. here. But it's also swimming and basketball and baseball and football now, of course, is a big new one. And it's going to take a while to get that football, you know, the football off the ground and make it a success. But, you know, you've got a great start.
Yeah. And the desire to focus in on athletics to a greater extent, 25 years ago, we at any point maybe had 3 or 4 teams, men and women's. Now we have 11, 12 for both women and men, different sports.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of that's because high school life for the average person here in California centers for many students around extracurriculars. It's not just the academics. Some of that is to that sense of trying to round out the person, but a lot of it, too, is they're young people immersed in band. They're they do cheer. They play softball. They do basketball. And that is such a part of their life that whenever possible, they're thinking, this thing that I love, whether or not I'll ever be a professional at it, it's something that I would love to continue in college. And, wow, if I could get a little extra scholarship money to do it, that would really help sweeten the deal. And so that's what we offer.
And it's been working, and the teams continue to grow. They have, and they've got, you know, one of the swimmers actually went to the Olympic trials.
Fantastic.
And your basketball team is kind of really an international team. I remember that one kid came in, was like 7'2" out of England.
Correct.
So it's something that continues on. Gene, thank you so much for joining us today and giving us giving us an update on what's happening out there at Simpson.
Thank you, Carl.
Linda. And I love the whole alumni, you and your wife being, yeah, that's special. Come back. And then you came back to Reading, so thank you. Bringing your wonderful, cheery knowledge.
Great. Thank you for this opportunity. It's an enjoyable to have a conversation with both of you, but also with our Reading community listening in.
Yeah.
Thank you all.
You know, the Simpson University came to our Marine Corps ball. and had a table there, and we acknowledged the fact that you all had the Veterans Success Center.
Yeah.
And in fact, you had a gala and a fundraiser for that that we were fortunate to
be invited
to.
Yeah, that was a beautiful event.
It was.
You were the MC for that. Thank you.
I was the MC for that, and it was an honor. Tomorrow, we're going to have attorney Patrick Gorman's on, and he talks about a variety of different
Another
things.
Another veteran. Wasn't he Air Force?
No, he was Army.
Army,
he was
okay.
An 101st Air Assault guy, and then a law enforcement guy. But from 7:15, of course, we always start out with Haven Humane.
Yeah. Pet of the Week.
Pet of the Week. And then from about 7:15 to 8 o'clock, it's going to be a catch-up time for us to talk about all these things that have been happening, like this assassination in New York, and then this weird, it really is a weird upswell of support for the alleged shooter from people. And then saying, well, this guy was a healthcare CEO and
I don't
he's
care.
Rich. And, I mean, people are literally putting things in
ridiculous.
There like, that it's okay to shoot this guy. But then other things, like women are talking about how hot this guy is, the shooter.
Oh, my God.
Alleged
it's
shooter.
Just,
the alleged shooter. I know. But we want to kind of discuss that. And we want to discuss, things that are going on right here in Reading. There's a lot of stuff going on in Reading, and a national Trump Person of the Year for Time Magazine.
Well, I saw that. It was in the grocery. I said, that's interesting. I wonder if they're actually going to have Melania, maybe, on a cover now.
And we got to run. So everybody, have a great day, and God bless America.
Your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
KCNR.